This is Market You First.
Market You First.
It's time to learn to sell what you bring to the table, not what you're selling. This is Market You First. This is your host, Wes Wyatt.
Hey everybody, it's Wes Wyatt, and you are listening to the Market You First podcast, and today we're going to be talking about smart goal setting. Did you know that entrepreneurs who write down their goals are 42% more likely to achieve them? Now stick around, I'm going to show you exactly how you can join their ranks. So whether you're starting a side hustle or looking to supplement your retirement income, setting the right goals is like having a GPS for your business journey. Now here's the thing, many entrepreneurs either skip this crucial step or they set goals that actually hold them back. So let's fix that today with three strategies that are going to put you into action immediately. So here they are. First, I want you to make smart goals. And when you say smart, what does that mean? It's very simple. If you look it up, it's something that has been out there for quite a while, and I'm going to try to go a little slow with these. But the very first one is S, and that's specific. Okay. The next thing is M, which is measurable. Next is A, which is achievable. Next is R, which is relevant. And lastly, T, which is time bound. So let's add something crucial to this, and that is accountability. So instead of saying, I want to start a business, I will secure my first three clients by March 31st by spending 2 hours each evening on outreach. See the difference? It's basically like speaking it into existence. Okay. So second, reverse engineer your success. Start with your big dream. Maybe that's generating $2,000 monthly in passive income, or maybe it's a lot more. Okay. Now work backward. So if each client brings in $200 monthly, that means you need 10 loyal clients. So if your conversion rate is 20%, that means you need to reach out to 50 prospects. So this is going to make your daily actions crystal clear. You'll know exactly how to do it, okay? And last but not least, create milestone rewards. So your brain loves quick wins, okay? So for every 5 prospect meetings that you schedule, treat yourself to something meaningful. You know, maybe it's a nice dinner out, or maybe it's a business book that you've been eyeing. This is going to create a positive feedback loop that keeps you motivated, keeps that carrot out in front of you, gives you something to look forward to, and you're going to be able to reach your goals a lot easier. So I want to give you an example with our old buddy, Sarah. Let's assume that she's a teacher who wanted to start a tutoring business. Okay, so instead of the vague goal of making extra money, she set specific targets. So 3 students in a month, or in month 1, growing to 12 by month 6. So she'll block out Tuesday and Thursday evenings for tutoring and Sunday afternoons for planning. So within 4 months, she had a waiting list and was able to raise her rates. So she set the goals, she worked the backwards, she did all the things that she was supposed to do and was able to meet it. You can do the same. So here's your call to action, okay? What I want you to do is take out your phone right now, set a 30-minute appointment with yourself for this, and do it tonight. Use the time to write down your top business goal and then break it down into weekly milestones. You might even want to do something that is daily milestones, okay? It doesn't matter. This simple step alone is going to put you ahead of 90% of most entrepreneurs, okay? So if you have found any of this helpful, please like, share, comment, subscribe, especially share, okay? And then do me a favor, go to WesWyatt.com, scroll down, put your name and your email address in, and I'll get you on the newsletter. We'll get you additional resources to support your journey, let you know about these podcasts, and much, much more. If you have questions, go to WesWyatt.com, scroll down to the bottom right. You're going to see a thought bubble. That is my chat feature. I don't monitor that live, but I will get back to you promptly. And last but certainly not least, go to WesWyatt.com/disclaimer for important context regarding this podcast, all my podcasts, the things I put on the site, and just everything that I cover. And I greatly appreciate you doing that. So thank you for joining me on another episode of the Market You First podcast. Until next time, have a dynamite day.
You've been listening to the Market You First podcast. You are the most important thing you can sell. We hope you've gotten some useful and practical information from the show. Make sure to like, rate, and review the show. And we'll be back soon. But to find the show notes and everything about the Market You First podcast, visit marketyoufirst.com. On behalf of your host, Wes Wyatt, and the whole Market You First team, have a dynamite day.